भगवद्गीता 4.25 दैवमेव परे यज्ञं योगिनः परिपासते ब्रह्माग्नावपरे यज्ञं यज्ञेनैवोपजुहवते। हेर कृष्णा इज कंटिन्यूइंग हिज डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ सैक्रिफाइसेस एंड ही स्टेटिंग इज बिगिनिंग टू लिस्ट इन सेवरल वर्सेस द डिफरेंट काइंड्स ऑफ सैक्रिफाइसेस दैट कैन बी परफॉर्म्ड एंड हियर ही मेंशंस अबाउट टू काइंड्स ऑफ सैक्रिफाइसेस। Broadly, we could call this as the sacrifice of Karmakanda and the sacrifice of Jnanakanda. So, Karmakanda is worshipping of demigods and Jnanakanda is rejection of material existence for attaining impersonal liberation. We have, so, Daivam Eva Pare Yajnam योगिनः पर्युपासते दैवं एवा परे यज्ञं दैवं एवा अपरे यज्ञं। सम पीपल डू सैक्रिफाइस टू द देवतास। दैवं एवा योगिनः पर्युपासते पर्युपासते दे प्रॉपरली वर्शिप दे वर्शिप बेसिकली दैवं एवा परे यज्ञं योगिनः परिभासते एंड देन ब्रह्माग्ना अपरे यज्ञं सैक्रिफाइस ऑफ ब्रह्मा इन द फायर ऑफ ब्रह्मा ब्रह्माग्ना अपरे यज्ञं सम अदर्स यज्ञे नैवोपजुहवति दैट दे ऑफर यज्ञ इन द फायर ऑफ ब्रह्मन यज्ञे नैवोपजुहवति। So essentially what Krishna is telling here is that both of these activities, the worship of the devatas and the worship of the impersonal Brahman, both of them can be considered to be sacrifices. Because essentially at their core they are sacrifices. They are essentially sacrifices meant for raising human consciousness. Now, the seekers may themselves, especially with respect to devatas, when they are doing worship of the devatas, normally it is done for getting some quick material results. So, in that sense, the sacrifice to devatas is not done with a spiritual intention. But that doesn't matter because the important thing is that the sacrifice is done. And because there is an acceptance of some higher reality, due to the acceptance of that higher reality, there is the understanding that there is the gradual rising of consciousness. The consciousness rises towards the awareness of the ultimate liberation that is available, even if that liberation doesn't come immediately. It may take many, many lifetimes to rise towards liberation. But still, the point is that there is the onward movements towards that liberation. There is the progress by recognizing that there is some higher reality and I need to harmonize with that higher reality, even if it is for getting some results at this level of reality. But just that itself is a step forward. And that step forward moves on and enables one to attain ultimately the supreme perfection. It's a gradual step-by-step process and it doesn't happen quickly or easily, but it does happen. So, the essential thing to do is to recognize that because rather than just using one's own body and one's own endeavors to try to get pleasure, the seeker is striving for something higher. The seeker is knowing that there is some higher reality and is I need to harmonize with that. So, Daivam Eva Apare Yajnam. Daiva, the devatas. Yoginaha. Now, we may wonder, normally Karmakandis are not considered yogis. That is true. But here, the yogis are not exactly like the demigod worshippers who are worshipping only for materialistic purposes. There is just by the ongoing performance of demigod worship, gradually, because one is in the Vedic context, there is a gradual onward progress of one's understanding, one's realization, and by that, they move onwards towards the ultimate perfection. And that's how it becomes a yajna. This will be discussed in the later part of this verse, in the later part of this section, from verses 30 to 33, where after, from 29 to 33 actually, where after listing the various kinds of sacrifices, then Krishna also goes into analyzing the principles underlying the sacrifices. Now, interestingly, while talking about the other kind of sacrifice, Brahmagna apare yagyam yagye naivo pajuhuvati. So, apare means some people, other people. So, other people do this. Like this, Krishna will use the word apare again and again, or apare or anye, to indicate that there are these are different methods followed by different kinds of people. So, Brahmagna apare yagyam. That's interesting. Brahman is considered to be like an infinity of light. So it can at one level be compared to a fire. And many popular depictions of liberation, which you often come in movies or on TV serials, it's sometimes shown that the soul, when liberated, comes out of the body and merges into some dazzling white light, which is far away. So, that is often the conception of people, and the idea is that Brahman is like a big fire, and whereas in the other form of sacrifice, there is the understanding that, okay, one may offer some ghee or one may offer different things, as we will see in the subsequent verses, but here it says, Brahmagna apare yagyam yagye naivo upajuhuvati. So the soul offers itself, the seeker offers oneself into the fire of Brahman. That means the soul thinks that I am going to get liberated, and it is that liberation that I desire. And for the sake of that liberation, I want to attain, I want to move forward. I want to move onward, I want to attain perfection. I want to attain liberation, and that's what the soul tries to do. So essentially, the point here is that the soul who is the seeker of liberation recognizes that by the act of the sacrifice that I am doing, actually I am going to end my existence. I am going to offer myself into the Brahman, and that way I am going to end my existence, and that is unfortunate. Although it's unfortunate in the sense that the soul will be deprived of the experience of love that is available for eternity, when rather than merging one's existence, one unites one's desires with the highest absolute truth. But either way, the idea is that the essence of sacrifice is that we offer something which we could have used for ourselves, for a higher cause. Now, what exactly we offer and what is the higher cause, there will be variety in that. But that is the essential underlying principle of sacrifice, that what we could have used for our gratification, we offer for a higher purpose. So, something which we could have used for our purpose. So, in the case of the demigod worshippers, they may offer some ahuti, ghee or grains or whatever. They may give some charity on the occasion of some devtas. Charity, more specifically, we'll talk about later when we talk about Dravya Yajna in 28. But essential point is that they offer something which could be used for one's own gratification for a higher purpose. And in the case of the worship of Brahman, one offers oneself, understanding that I will merge with the Brahman. So Krishna is saying these are different kinds of sacrifices. So more or less, first Krishna will give a list of different kinds of sacrifices which are possible. So Krishna is not recommending any of these. We will see a direct instructive verse, injunction in the form of injunction. Do this will come in 4.34. So these are, Krishna is, rather than giving a recommendation, is basically giving an overview of the various kinds of sacrifices that are possible in this section. And in this specific verse, he gives two such: worship of demigods and the worship of impersonal Brahman. Thank you.